Welcome to the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Be a part of the show by calling 381-1313 or tweet your comments to at DReefer or at MJP18. Now, here are Dan Reefer and Mary Jo Perino.
Good morning, Mary Jo.
Good morning, Daniel.
Josh looks at me before we start, like you did yesterday. Coming in hot. He just likes the sound of it, right?
Yeah,
he just likes the sound of it. Everything is fine.
Yeah, I think it makes him feel
like this is dangerous.
Yeah. Like I do something. Like he's getting an adrenaline rush from this or something.
Yeah, because it's nowhere near coming in hot. It's Sunday morning. We've been standing around for 15 minutes or something waiting to come on. Everything's fine. We're coming in cool. Easy.
Kind of coasting in, but
what a day of college football. My goodness.
I know.
That's what I love about Saturdays. It was just wonderful. Able to get, you know, stuff done during the day, do your thing, and then about 6 o'clock, you've got the end of all the 3:30 afternoon games.
And they were all,
good grief.
All of them.
North Carolina beating Florida State. The Tennessee-Georgia game.
That was crazy. And the Louisville-Clemson game certainly lived up to the hype.
Absolutely.
I mean, 100% lived up to the hype.
And I missed the chunk of that game because I switched over to see Indiana beat Michigan State.
Yeah. Yeah, Michigan State's now that's back-to-back.
Yeah. They're going the other way.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, I will say the Michigan-Wisconsin game.
Well, the way it ended, the interception.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
Yeah.
The one-handed interception.
Which was one of the, you know, best interceptions you may ever see.
Yeah.
But all in all, a pretty boring game.
Yeah, you're watching the Tennessee-Georgia game.
Yeah.
Not the Michigan-Wisconsin game, yeah. It was a great day of college football. And James Quick, I mean, everybody was on James Quick for the way he finished things off. Reggie Bush said, bruh, dive over him.
Yeah. Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Did Reggie Bush say that? Oh.
I mean, didn't even fight for the first down. That was another comment.
I saw the fake SportsCenter account said, Terrence Newman on James Quick. That's exactly what I would have done.
I mean, Shelvin Mack, he got to give more than that. Maxwell Smith, he gave no effort to get that first down. Zero awareness.
But James Quick retweeted several encouraging tweets.
Did he?
Yeah. Like, he didn't say anything himself, but he retweeted, you know, four or five people saying, you did everything you could. This ain't on you.
Oh, it's on him. Yeah, make no mistake. Drew Barker, college needs first down markers on both sides of the field. Why do you care, Drew? It's Louisville. No, I'm kidding. He had it to the inside. All he had to do was cut back, put your head down. He's got the first down.
Yeah.
He just kind of went out of bounds there.
Yeah.
You don't run to the boundary when you've got to, when that's it. This is ball game. Fourth down, you've got to get it.
You've got to get it.
You have to get it. And if you get it, the clock stops. So, yeah, you had to have it.
Now, I will say, and I'm so far from a Louisville apologist, but there were so many pass interferences committed by Clemson in the first half with no flags. And they were pretty clear. And then the
Governor Matt Bevin saw them, apparently.
yeah, he did. the choking thing with Lamar, you know, you never see him lose his cool. He completely, you know, it's just... There were things in that first half that, I don't know, just did not go Louisville's way. But I don't think last night's game did anything to derail Lamar Jackson's Heisman hopes.
If anything, it boosted him before
his performance. Because he did it against a really great team.
In the second half, the way he led Louisville back, you know, showed everybody.
Yeah.
I mean, national writers were saying... Yeah, he's still on course for the Heisman. He is the best player in college football. So, yeah, he's pretty special. But you know, Louisville now, maybe not national championship.
But that's what Dabo said he told Bobby Petrino after the game.
What's that? I missed this.
Oh, he said after the game he told Bobby, y'all go win out. You're still in this. That's what he said in his post game.
I'm sure.
Y'all go win out. You still in this.
Yeah. And Petrino was like, thank you, Dabo.
Yeah.
Thank you for caring. We appreciate that, really.
Look on his face didn't suggest that to me, on Petrino's face, but maybe he thought that.
Yeah. No. Dabo and Bobby couldn't be more different.
I know. Yeah. I thought Bobby didn't, without calling out James Quick, called him out a little bit.
Yeah. Mark Stoops called out Steven Johnson.
Yeah.
Yesterday, said he's got to know who we're playing.
Yeah.
He cannot run around back there trying to do crazy things, make quick decisions, and we talked about it all week long. We talked about this. We went over this. You can't sit back there and hold all of the ball too long. Against this team, they are going to do that. Nick Saban said they always practice every single day, stripping the ball. And he said, we knew this quarterback had a problem protecting the ball, so we attacked that. So their game plan was make Steven Johnson fumble, and Stoops' game plan was to let Johnson know, they're going to try to make you fumble, man. And Johnson couldn't.
And, you know, against a team like Alabama, you're so overmatched anyways that you just can't give them the ball.
Yeah.
I mean,
No.
And you can't give them the ball.
Now, these non-offensive touchdowns, though.
They got another one.
Yeah, 7 of them this year. And for Steven Johnson, look, you can tell him all you want, but until it happens, you know.
Yeah, and sometimes it has to happen for someone to.
So now he knows.
Yes.
Now he knows.
I hope so.
So he should, you know, this should stop. He should be able to stop doing this now. Because Vanderbilt next week.
Now, see, I didn't see any of the Florida-Vandy game.
I didn't, but it was close.
But it was very close.
So Vanderbilt is atrocious offensively, but plays pretty good defense.
Yeah, which would sum up what happened. I mean, the Florida game was 13-6.
Yeah.
So they couldn't score.
And Nick Saban made sure to compliment Kentucky and say they've got a much better team than you think, and defense clearly a lot better. And Mark Stoops has done a good job over there, made sure to give him some love. And then Stoops was saying, it's just frustrating. We could be so much more.
Mm-hmm.
We see it. We could be that. You know, Steven Johnson to C.J. Conrad for a touchdown when it was 3-0.
Yeah.
That should have happened. It was there. Alabama had 10 men over top of Steven Johnson so that when he threw the ball, it was batted down by 20 arms, but he had C.J. Conrad wide open, one-on-one. He's got one man to beat to the end zone. So instead of getting a field goal after not getting the touchdown, then you fumble.
Yeah.
So now, but then it was big for the defense to respond by not giving up anything the other way. After that turnover, didn't give him anything. So that was pretty big. But then when you just gift a touchdown, just gift wrap it, put it out there. I mean, because as Stephen's going down, that guy is ripping the ball out and it bounces perfectly for a touchdown. And Saban pointed to that too. They were playing pretty well. We were playing sloppy. And that right there shifted the momentum. It was kind of the gut punch that went, okay, this is Alabama after all.
Yep.
This is
Kentucky after all.
And this is supposed to happen to us. We'll do what we can from here on out.
But they covered.
They did.
Hit that Austin McGinnis field goal with 5 minutes to go.
Yeah.
Covered.
Now, Jonathan Allen is the defensive lineman that Landon Young had to face most of the night.
Yeah.
And Jonathan Allen, listen, last year he had 12 sacks, like 14 and a half tackles for a loss. First team, all SEC defense. First round NFL draft pick, you know.
Yes.
Here's Landon Young as a freshman. You know, Landon will obviously
eventually get there.
Yeah. But this guy said after the game, that is maybe one of the most physical teams I've ever played in college football. He's a senior at Alabama. Alabama.
Yeah, that surprised me.
For him to say that, yes, that's a pretty high praise for Kentucky. Now,
you know, I thought our defense played okay.
Yeah.
You know, they were on the field, once again, just on the field so much.
Yep.
That it just wears you down.
Eli Brown got in there and mm-hmm. played a lot. Mark Stoops made mention of, we got some guys, veterans, who are not tackling. And it's just a bunch of BS is what he called it. And said, so we're going to get guys in there who will. We'll just try some different guys. Eli Brown played well. He hasn't played a lot. This is most playing time of the season, and it came against Alabama.
And, you know, we've talked so much about lack of depth. So mm-hmm. you have a guy who had a pretty great game against South Carolina in Avante Bell. You know, not sure what happened, but he was suspended for this game, didn't make the trip.
I wonder if he had a gun and marijuana or anything like that. No, that's just the first half suspension. What am I thinking? Sorry.
but, you know, I mean, Kentucky can't afford any of that stuff when they're playing Alabama. You know, you just can't have anyone be out, especially, mm-hmm. you know, one of your better defensive players. Not that that change, you know, I don't think that changes the outcome at all, but.
Mm-mm. No. Yeah, that didn't make the difference, but yeah, you do need. Well, it's, and then the Benny Snell thing.
Yeah.
So they said, well, we didn't run enough plays, so we didn't get Benny Snell in there early because, well, we just didn't have enough plays to work him in. Well, what are you talking about? Well, mm-hmm. I don't know what you mean.
Yeah.
You had third down and four. That's a Benny Snell play.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. You had third down and six. Again, a Benny Snell play if you're not going to pass it. First and 10, a Benny Snell play. You don't need to get deeper into the game and all that. It needs to be Boom and Benny and then JoJo. That's just, Benny Snell has shown you a special ability. And against an Alabama defense that holds opponents to a SEC leading 67.5 yards rushing per game, the perfect back is the one who fights extremely hard for those tough yards inside and delivers a blow. You could argue that he should be starting that particular game because of his style of running. And yet you wait till the last two plays of the first half when they've already shown you that you're not going to win the game.
Mm-hmm.
I just took your belief and crushed it before Benny Snell got a chance to revive the hope or keep it going.
Yep.
It's crucial in those, when the game's 3-3 or 10-3, to be able to get a first down.
Yeah, when it's a one-score game.
Yeah.
Yes.
To be able to get a first down and keep hope alive that, look, we're still in this thing. We can do it. Believe. Fumble, touchdown, return.
It's over.
Yeah. Hey, here's Benny Snell. Get in there, son. Knock him dead.
Show him what you got.
Yeah, go get him. All right, we're going to take a break. Al is on the line. 381-1313 is the number to call. We'll get to you, Al, and get to more calls after the break here. But we do have tickets to give away today, once again.
Yes.
To the NBA exhibition game between the Wizards and Kings at Rupp Arena on October 15th. We'll do that. And then John Hale was down there for the Courier-Journal in Tuscaloosa, and he'll have some great insight, as he always does. We'll talk to him at 10:30. Here on the Dan and Mary Joe Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Joe Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Earnings vary based on your effort.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in Lexington? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Lexington area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Lexington is a perfect market for my system, and next week I'm holding a free 2-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's Workshop, call 1-800-378-7138. Seating is extremely limited. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals Guide. That's 1-800-378-7138. That's 1-800-378-7138.
Ride in your truck with style. On the road, off the road. That's the lifted life. Let your truck work for you. On the farm, on the job site. That's the lifted life. Take your truck out to play, at the lake, on the trail. That's the lifted life. Your truck is a part of you, whether it's for style, work, or play. So why not have the best of the best? Lucky's Off-Road is the truck accessories authority for getting you that lifted life. Lucky's installs everything you need to pull that boat, conquer that mountain, or function on that construction site. Suspension lifts, wheels and tires, winches, trailer hitches, toolboxes, bed covers, floor mats, step bars, bed liners, ladder racks, brush guards, vent visors, LED light bars, audio, video, you name it. Lucky's Off-Road has got it. Visit our showroom. Call Lucky's Off-Road at 859-299-4411 or get a quote at luckysoffroad.com today. Why? Because you deserve that lifted life.
Suggins Bar and Grill opened its doors 30 years ago and has become a Chevy Chase tradition. It's the best in family casual dining, offering Southern comfort favorites such as fried banana peppers, award-winning homemade chili, fried catfish, and of course, their big, juicy half-pound hamburgers with toppings you choose, all at prices that will make you glad you brought the whole family. Stop by and check out their daily lunch and dinner specials made fresh daily. Suggins Bar and Grill on Romney Road, open Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m.
ESPN Sports Radio 13. The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
You can listen to the show on the WLXG app. That thing is great. Just go to the iTunes or Google Play Store. Type in WLXG, there's the app, put it on your phone, and then anytime you tap it, you're listening live to the radio station. So,
and if you miss it, download the podcast.
That's why Josh is here. There is a podcast.
Well, Josh is here for other reasons too, but mostly that.
Man bun, to give us something to throw up a little bit over.
Have you, real quick, have you watched Stranger Things on Netflix?
I watched the first two episodes, and my wife just wasn't all the way into it.
Does he not have Steve's hair? I can't stand it. Yeah. I can't stand looking at it. on Stranger Things. I don't mean you, Josh. I just mean, like, that kid from the 80s. I can't stand his hair.
Yeah.
Nobody had hair. Like, everything else is true to the time. But who had that hair? It's like Elvis's hair or something.
Yeah. This hair Josh has. Honestly, this is not too far off from Christian Laettner. That early 90s style.
Yeah, you know.
Of the longer on top and then the shorter on the sides. Yeah.
I'm going to go more Cherokee Parks.
Oh. Cherokee Parks, by the way, if you did not know, is a much worse version of Christian Laettner. Just so you know how to handle the compliment. Or the comparison, because it definitely wasn't a compliment. Sorry. All right, we'll leave Josh alone and bring Al on the phone. Al, good morning.
Good morning, Al.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
We're good.
Good.
You know, it's really funny you talk about hairstyles and hairdos. Goes back to my era of the afro. And guys that had afros, Artis Gilmore, Michael Jackson, and his crew. And you look at the kids today, they have so many different unique hairdos. They got the mohawks, and they got the braided twist, and the dyes. And
they got the Beckham. I wake up and don't do anything to it.
Right. Odell Beckham got his little thing going on, the whole nine yards. So kids always, kids in my era, which was guys that were 17 at the time and 18. They had their own hairstyle, the kids of this era. It's always been an interesting thing, along with musicians. I mean, when the Beatles came here, that they looked weird because they had long hair and they offended, you know, people in America. But that's another story. Louisville lose the game, all of a sudden you'd be out of a national championship. But Clemson could lose to North Carolina or to anybody in the football season. I think the guys that came up with the playoff system, because there's so many college teams out there that play so well, you know, the Ohio State, Michigan got Harbaugh, right? So they're going to be a contender this year. And then you have a surprise from the Pacific West. Stanford or someone will emerge out of there as well. So I see guys in the future where they're going to have to expand the playoff system to two more teams or four more teams to build excitement, because it was unfair, for instance, for Ohio State last year not to get to defend their championship when a lot of people felt like they should have been in the playoff race as well.
Well, I think in Louisville's case, it's going to come down to who makes that ACC championship game and who wins. And that's where I think they probably would have been better off if they were going to lose one game for it being to Houston or something like that. Just because I'm afraid if they don't get to that ACC title game, that's one less time for the committee to watch them and one less opportunity for them to have. And whoever does win that ACC title game is likely in.
Yeah, you just about have to get to that ACC title game.
Yeah.
I mean, if you don't get there, you don't get into the playoff. But I don't know if two teams from the SEC, that not this year. I mean, Tennessee is going to have to play, if they keep going the way they're going.
They play Alabama.
And is going to have to play them again.
Mm-hmm.
So if, let's say, Alabama takes the first one and Tennessee would win the second one, and Alabama has one loss and the two teams split, then maybe you've got Tennessee and Alabama both in the playoff. But
I think Ohio State's probably firmly in.
Michigan's playing well.
Yeah, I do think Ohio State's offense is too good for Michigan probably this year.
And Washington maybe over there in the Pac-12. I mean, they ripped Stanford.
Yeah.
So USC does not look great. UCLA.
It's tough. This is one of those years, Al, where I think six or eight teams.
You can make a case, yeah.
You can make a case for it.
I mean, have you talked to that guy on the Dr. Pepper commercial? Maybe he can do something.
Yeah. You know, you got way less teams in NFL, and they have a pretty unique way of getting teams into the playoff system with the wild card. I think it's, you know, just boastful, a lot of excitement. And I think that watching Alabama and watching Louisville, that Louisville could beat Alabama and outscore Alabama. And I think Louisville's defense is good enough to beat Alabama. Will they be able to play Alabama? Probably not if they don't win out. You know, sometimes you have teams that seem like their chemistry is a lot better than the team that's ranked number one, if you will. And it may be because it's this time of the year as well, because Alabama have enough kids on their roster to, you know, I don't know how much of the Kentucky game you watch, but the announcers just blitzed the young kid that transferred that was the backup.
Yeah,
the
starter. Yeah.
They just went ham on him. And
well, Greg McElroy is a Nick Saban boy, and, you know, he also waited his turn to play and then won a national championship. And during the week, Saban used McElroy as an example. I mean, McElroy's doing the national broadcast, but during the week, locally, he's interviewing Saban on the radio.
Yeah.
Locally. And that's when Saban uses McElroy as an example to talk about Barnett, and then McElroy has his own comments. And so it's Saban and McElroy together ganged up on this kid.
Yeah.
And they made it, yeah, they made it sound like it was a bad kid who made a bad, poor choice. How about Tim Williams and his choices? The senior, and you only sit him the first half. The senior who thought he needed a Glock because Tuscaloosa and the University of Alabama and being a football player there is so tough, you need a Glock. Didn't even charge him with the marijuana that the police found in the console. But you know what? Let's make it about Blake Barnett's poor decision to transfer.
Oh, man.
Ugh.
Look what you started, Al.
Oh, you got me riled up now.
Oh, man, those national guys, I thought they was horrible and trashing that kid like that. I thought that was just, you don't take a kid. I mean, you guys talked about the coach at Louisville throwing the wide receiver under the bus because he didn't cut in, and you know Stoops might be called out his quarterback. You know, that's all for a game.
Because, yeah.
You know, they at the podium, they're still coaching, if you will. But for national guys to take a kid and just say, why he's going to transfer, he should have waited, and this and that, I just thought that they just was too elaborate, you know, and it is what it is. One last quick comment. Y'all do a great job.
Thank you.
I hope Kentucky can gather some things together, go to a bowl game. I'm afraid that Louisville's going to beat them to death down there, and maybe deny Stoops another bowl bid. Because it's conceivable he could go down there with five wins and just get slaughtered down there against that team. And so, you know, I hope he's at least in a position to go to Louisville and have a chance to go to a bowl game. So enjoy the rest of your Sunday. I appreciate what y'all do.
Well, thank you.
Thank you, Al.
Well, they got to beat Vanderbilt. I mean, it starts right there.
Yeah, have to.
That's a huge game. That's as big as the South Carolina game. I mean, if you're going to have any hope of a bowl game and keep people, because now, you know, we're October, 2 weeks, and it's Big Blue Madness.
Yeah.
And then a week later or two, it's the Blue-White game, and then it's Michigan State.
And then people are all in on basketball.
Who's Kentucky playing first? Is it Michigan State? Is that the early big game?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so then.
Because Kansas isn't till.
Yeah, Kansas is in January, and it's not Duke this time around in that Champions Classic. So, yeah, it's Michigan State. So, really, we're just a few weeks away from if you lose to Vanderbilt, and then you got.
Lose to Vanderbilt, we're only 1 week away from people not caring.
Yeah, and well, then you have a bye week, and then that next game is a home game.
And it won't matter.
Right. All right, look, Joe, our buddy, is he still on the line yet? We'll get to you, Joe, and we got to take a break right now, but we'll come back and get to Joe from Paris. You can get in here too, 381-1313 on the Dan and Mary Joe Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Joe Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
HelpWantedLexington.com salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Dave, what does collate mean?
Oh, hey, Dave. I think it means to flush.
Oh,
thanks, Dave. Well, better start collating the boss's sales pitch.
We believe local businesses should be packed with more local employees of the month and fewer Daves. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. HelpWantedLexington.com. Local jobs that work.
Dave is a common name used in a comical way. Please don't write us to tell us you were insulted by this ad. That would be a real Dave move, Dave.
This is a Morgan & Morgan consumer message.
One of the great things about little boys and little girls is when they grow up, they want to be just like you. So to moms and dads, aunts and uncles, and grandparents everywhere, remember this. The next time you get in the car and don't buckle your seatbelt, a little boy is watching. And when you decide to text or dial and talk while driving, a little girl is watching your every move. And when you head down the road with a beer or cocktail in the car, that little person next to you is taking it all in. In this life, you have an awesome responsibility to those children who love you the most and want to be you in every way. So make a pledge today to be a good role model to these kids and their friends so that that little boy and that little girl get to grow up and be just like you. Morgan & Morgan, for our children.
Offices Lexington.
Earnings vary based on your effort.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in Lexington? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show, Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Lexington area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Lexington is a perfect market for my system, and next week, I'm holding a free 2-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's Workshop, call 1-800-378-7138. Seating is extremely limited. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals Guide. That's 1-800-378-7138. That's 1-800-378-7138.
ESPN Sports Radio. The Dan and Mary Jo Show. Local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show. Or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
We have tickets to give away. We'll do it before we get off the air here to the NBA exhibition game, Wizards and the Kings, DeMarcus
yes.
Cousins, John Wall, Willie Cauley-Stein, Scott Labissiere.
We will think of our question, and then we will come up with a question that you will probably only know the answer to if you've been listening to this show for some time. It's nothing you can Google, so we're trying to reward our loyal listeners. Also coming up in our next hour, John Hale from the Louisville Courier-Journal will be joining us. He was in Tuscaloosa last night. Presumably, he may still be there right now.
I don't know.
Yeah,
pretty late, so yeah, I would think we'll probably talk to him from a Birmingham airport or something like that, or maybe he's made a connecting flight to Atlanta. But anyway, Joe is on the line. Joe, good morning.
Good morning. Listen, people, I wrecked my truck.
Uh-oh.
I fell down the steps, broke my ankle.
Oh.
My wife left me.
Mm.
My dog ran away. My mom went to prison. So please don't give me any NBA tickets. I couldn't take anymore. I just can't, okay?
And sounds like you need to get into a studio and record a song.
Palmer always looking like he came off a three-day drunk.
Who's that?
Jesse Palmer calls these pro college football games. He always looks like he's drunk.
Well, he hangs out with Brent Musburger. I mean,
well, no wonder. I drink, too, if I hang out with him. But no, last night's game, I mean, Kentucky played one good quarter. I turned it off when the fourth one came on, and I turned it back on. Heck, they actually hung in there. So I don't know what they done. And I'm like you. It's like I understand what they're doing with Benny Snell. You know, they're hoping other teams get tired and they can't handle him. But they just waited a little bit too long last night because their game wasn't working. I mean, but of course, hey, it was Alabama. Don't know if y'all have anybody. I listened to the Paris game Friday night.
Mm,
you talk about a thriller.
Yeah.
I know Paris lost, but it was one of them games I really enjoyed just sitting and listening to. And, you know, old days that you used to watch the radio. That's what I did. I just watched the radio, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but well, no, I just like saying, please don't ask a question that I can ask because I don't want any of them NBA exhibitions. NBA is bad enough. But anyways, I did know last week the answer to the question, how many kids y'all had, you know. So, but one week, ask them what Joe does every week. So, you know.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
We could do
I'm always cooking, you know.
That's right.
Last week, I was telling Josh, I said, well, why didn't you call? And I said, well, when you're making handmade tortilla shells on your own, it's kind of intensive. So,
dang. Stepping that game up.
Not easy work, man. I mean, I made some Sanchos and some enchiladas and burritos last week, and my whole crazy family come over, and we all ate all day and sit around and pass gas, you know, restaurants. And, of course, Mary Jo, Minnesota won. I'll give you that. Minnesota's dang gone good. Come on.
Our defense is really good.
Yeah, really,
we
really
have
good.
A really good defense.
And, Dan, I actually thought about you last night watching the Alabama-Kentucky game. I saw something what Alabama really relied on that Chicago and Green Bay used to do in the 60s and early 70s. When one of their running backs had the ball and he was getting stood up, you'd have like five linemen run up behind him, just push him down the field.
Yeah.
And I hadn't seen that in a long time, and Alabama utilized that. And Chicago and Green Bay, I'm showing my age, but that's what they done in the 60s and early 70s. And somehow offenses got away from that. If you get them big, you know, monster linemen out there pushing men down the field.
Yeah, absolutely. I heard Mel Kiper Jr.
I really enjoy y'all show. And y'all are a blessing to me while I'm cooking because, you know, it's like I listen. It's like listening to, you know, two old friends and nobody else is bothering me, and I'm kind of listening out of the side of my head. And, y'all make my Sunday mornings happy.
Well, Joe, the feeling is definitely mutual.
Yeah, we like having you on here. We always look forward to hearing from you. But you were talking about that with the Packers and the Bears from the 60s, 70s. Interesting, Mel Kiper Jr., his show yesterday.
I think I know what you're going to say. Yeah,
he was mentioning the records of teams that do not run the ball, that run the ball less than 20 times a game now. It's so pass happy in the NFL that the teams that run the ball less than 20 times a game are something like 2-14. And then the teams that are most balanced, the teams that run the ball within 5 times of passing the ball, their record's like 23-2 or something like that. It's crazy. So they've gotten away from that physical football, but like the Bears, my Bears, play defense, run the football. That formula.
It's still a winning formula.
It's what Mike Zimmer's doing.
Yeah.
I mean, the Bears, I mean, half of their defense is out. I mean, so they're pretty much done. I mean.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. Their defense is completely injured, and then you still have Jay Cutler at quarterback, and he's not going to play today, I don't think, but. It doesn't matter. Brian Hoyer is not the answer there either. And the running backs are entirely unproven. Still don't know who. There's 3 guys they're working in there. They're all about the same. None of them are Matt Forte.
No.
And then the offensive line is banged up. So what is Green Bay? Who do they play today?
They're bye week.
Oh, they do. This week's bye week. Oh.
Yeah. And you all have to thank Green Bay. They're starting 4 rookies and 3 second-year guys on defense. Mm. That is like, whoa.
Yeah.
I don't know how it got there, but it's like they're building for the future. That's the only thing I can look at. And they're doing decent, but, you know, it's still a scary little thing.
Yeah, you'd have to think the future's now because the Aaron Rodgers isn't a guy that comes along all the time. Like, you're gonna have to win with Aaron Rodgers.
It helps to have the Lions and the Bears on the schedule twice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That helps.
Helps. Hola. But, hey, really appreciate it, guys. I got to get back to cooking. Y'all have a great weekend. God bless y'all.
Thank you, Joe. Have a great weekend as well.
The Bears and the Lions today will be the lowest-rated football game in the history of the NFL. NFL ratings are suffering.
Yeah.
Have you seen that?
I have.
They're down. I don't know. Maybe they should watch college football on Saturday and try to do that because that's working. That stuff's good.
What do you attribute that to? Do you think it's the concussions and the Roger Goodell ruining it? I mean,
there's a little bit of negativity to it. I've heard a theory that it's Colin Kaepernick, that he offended so many people who watch the NFL that are like, look, this is my Sunday. I want to watch football. I don't want anything other than just mindless watching of football. I don't want to think about whatever issue is going on in the rest of the country or a political statement, or I don't want to think about you not standing up for the national anthem. I've heard that theory. I have no idea, but I've heard that theory tossed out there. And I heard a caller on a radio show say that that was it. He was done with it and his father was done with it. And I heard another caller say her dad and her used to watch the Jets like every Sunday for 20 years, and Colin Kaepernick's deal had kept her dad. Like, he's not coming back to the NFL. He's not watching any of it now. He's so mad. He's boycotting it. So you think about these guys in their 60s who would have served in Vietnam, because some of the guys now, there's been some soldiers come out in support of Kaepernick and what he's doing. So I think maybe a little bit of the older crowd who just absolutely cannot stand what Kaepernick has done, and are from a different time and can't put their minds around it whatsoever, are maybe saying, forget it. I'm not going to put up with this. If I have to put up with all this before I get to watch my football game, then I'm just not going to watch it. I'll do something else. So I can see where that's part of it. I love football so much. You can make a political statement all day long. I'll just wait till the game starts and then I'll watch that.
Yeah. Like, I mean,
I'm not going to punish myself.
Right. That I'm only hurting me by doing that. I just, you know, was under this thought process that the NFL is so huge, mm-hmm, and there's so much. So people have so much invested in their fantasy leagues and in their teams in general that it's just the now we can say the ratings have gone down, but let's put that into context. It's still like the highest rated thing there is.
Yeah.
I mean, people are still watching. So it's not, it, you know, the NFL can take a ratings hit because their ratings are so high. I think in 2015, like 22 of the top 25 rated programs of the year were NFL games.
Sunday Night Football is the highest rated program on television.
Yeah. So people are still watching.
Yeah.
So I don't want to make it sound like everybody's turned their TV off. But you guys may want to watch Monday night when the Vikings take on the Giants. I'm just saying.
Yeah. I hurt myself and suffer every week because I watch the Bears.
Yeah. I mean, that's why. Yeesh, God.
It is bad.
I don't know. I've done it myself. I've done it a lot. You know, the Vikings have been... They've been plenty bad before. Plenty bad.
And then my wife has to sit, because she likes to watch football too. And, you know, she may say, is there another game on?
Yeah.
It's kind of like, hint, hint, your Bears are horrible. Can we watch anything else? Any other game?
Yeah. Also, the Lions stink too. So why are we watching this at all?
But Larry Warford plays for them. Danny Trevathan, I mean, he's going to have thumb surgery. So I don't know when he's coming back. I was so excited about him.
Yeah.
And the linebacker Freeman, those two together. And then Fuller, the young cornerback, he's done for the season. I thought, well, at least the Bears, you know, are going to have a good defense. And we'll see with the running backs. Hopefully one of them catches. And if Cutler had gotten better last year about not taking so many chances and craziness, but Adam Gase was his offensive coordinator and QB coach, and he's gone now. And
So while you're belly aching over there, did you hear that the 3-0 Vikings lost Adrian Peterson and Teddy Bridgewater?
Yeah, that's right.
And our starting left tackle Matt Khalil.
But you're winning.
That's what I'm saying. So you're complaining about
losing
injuries.
Yeah. No, you've
maybe
had it tough.
It's just the Bears.
Yeah. You've had it tough. There's no doubt about it. And it does make it a little bit worse because you are winning, and so you're thinking
But I mean, it's gonna come back. There's gonna be games where it bites us. I mean, for sure.
Yeah. I mean, but you're thinking if we could do this without them, what would we be
with
them?
Oh, I know.
Yeah. I'll be watching tonight.
We got derailed.
Tonight. Yes, we
Thanks
did.
A lot, Joe.
we'll do this. We'll talk UK basketball when we come back, because there is reason to talk UK basketball. Mm-hmm. And we'll do it next on the Dan and Mary Joe Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Joe Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Sports fans, football season is here, and it's time to make it rain. Build your bankroll like the pros at MyBookie.lv. An industry-leading website, MyBookie offers real Vegas odds and incredible player props. Sick and tired of getting the runaround when you're ready to get paid? Join MyBookie today for fast, no-hassle payouts. They'll match your first deposit dollar for dollar, up to $1,000. Act now and receive an additional 10% bonus when you join and deposit within the next 30 minutes. Enter promo code RADIO. Pull out your smartphone and sign up with their user-friendly mobile site for adrenaline on demand. Did the game already kick off? Don't sweat it. MyBookie has live in-game action with odds updated in real time. Visit MyBookie today. Use promo code RADIO to claim your 100% bonus before it's too late. Or call 844-900-BETS to open your account and start winning. Play with the biggest, win with the best. Only at MyBookie.lv.
This is a Morgan & Morgan consumer message.
When a client comes to our firm after an accident or an incident, we have the awesome responsibility of returning what was taken away from them. A few seconds can change your life forever. Loss of income and earning potential, past and future medical bills, pain and suffering, past, present, and the future. The loss of the enjoyment of life. No longer being able to enjoy the things you once did, even simple things. Nice walks, sports, and just living in constant pain. Our clients don't seek charity, they seek justice.
They aren't looking for a handout or a lottery ticket. They're looking to have their life back and property restored. All they want back is what was taken from them. Visit ForThePeople.com to learn about your legal rights. The consultation is free. No recovery, no fee. Morgan & Morgan, ForThePeople.com. Offices Lexington.
Shouldn't you have a checking account that makes your life easier? Introducing Easy Checking from Republic Bank. Relax with no minimum balance or monthly maintenance fees. Easily send money through our app with Mobile Pop Money. Log into your account by scanning your finger or eye with your smartphone. And for easy access to your money, you can use 85,000 surcharge-free ATMs worldwide. Easy checking for your hard-earned money. We're Republic Bank, and it's just easier here. $50 required to open checking account. Message and data rates may apply. Member FDIC.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show, or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
You ever hear a song that you haven't heard in a long time, and then you hear that song like all the time all of a sudden?
This one?
This is it. Haven't heard this song since it was popular back, had to be in the 90s, right? And then all of a sudden I've heard it like all week long. Oh, well.
By the way, the NFL is on right now.
Yes.
The Colts and the Jags from London. And once our show is done, you can listen to the rest of this game. Right here. We're joining it in progress at 11. If you want to listen to the rest of what this game looks like, a debacle.
It will be like competitive by then. Well, I mean, it's competitive now, but we were talking about NFL ratings being down. Well, the Colts and the Jaguars are two of the culprits.
But some other good games on today. 1 o'clock, Panthers at Falcons. 4 o'clock, the Broncos at Tampa Bay. And then the Chiefs and Steelers tonight at 7:30. And tomorrow, Monday Night Football, the Giants at the Vikings. 7:45, so you can listen to all that here on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Tammy time. The Falcons play. Who do they play again?
Jeez, I just had it pulled
up. Panthers, right?
Yes, Panthers. Yeah. And the Panthers are 1-2.
Yeah, and the Falcons looked good last week against the Saints. So, here we go. And we were talking about stuff before the game. Did you see what the Falcons and Saints did last week? Remember
that? Yeah. Very cool.
The show of unity. Yes, I like that. But again, you know, I don't know how many people that drives away with just anything, just nothing. Just play the anthem, put your hand over your heart, let's play ball. And I think it just becomes too much. But for me, it doesn't bother me. I'm just, you know, the reasoning behind some other people who maybe think that way.
I don't know if you listen to the Dan Le Batard show.
Sometimes,
which is on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. I listen to it all the time. And he had Bob Costas on Friday?
Mm-hmm.
I think Friday. And asked him about this issue. And Bob Costas went so long talking about it that they had to... They cut him off.
Right.
And then came back from break and said, Bob Costas is going to join us again in 15 minutes. He wanted to finish his thought and got back in 15 minutes again and kept going. It was worth listening to. It actually was. And I appreciated some of the things that he said.
Mm-hmm.
One of which being that we have tied the national anthem and the flag so closely with sports and the military.
Mm-hmm.
That it seems to only revolve around those two things, that the flag only represents the military. Well,
yeah.
It in fact represents all of us. And then he said, you know, it's before athletic sporting events that we play the anthem, but it really patriotic things like, you know, you don't go to a Saving Private Ryan and before the movie starts, they play the anthem.
No.
You know, it's just so it's so tightly tied to those two things that it's hard to see past that. He explained it much more eloquently than I just did, but also in 25 minutes.
Right, right. Well, you and I have gone to so many sporting events that you just hear the anthem so much that sometimes you just don't even think about it. I mean, it just, you know, not that you become immune to it, but it's just not.
Yeah.
It doesn't hit home as much or anything because you're just there. But I have seen some things much worse than somebody taking a knee during the anthem, like, you know, people forgetting the words.
Talking on your cell phone. I mean, what, you know.
Or just messing it up by trying to play it on a CD player at a, you know, gymnasium and just playing the wrong song. And I mean, I've seen so many bad things. But I tell you, there is nothing that makes me feel, or I feel so much American when on Friday nights. You go to these football games and you got the band out there and the cheerleaders and all the pomp and circumstance that comes with, you know, Friday night football. That is just so American. Nowhere else do they do it like that. I mean, it's a thing that is just ingrained into our society and culture, and that makes me feel, gives me some patriotism there. But that's because you're right, it is tied so closely to sports and the military. And the military, rightfully so, because they're the ones that protect everything that the flag represents.
Yes,
for us.
And I don't begrudge either one of those things.
Right.
And I don't think either one should change, but, you know.
Yeah, it encompasses more.
It encompasses more than just that.
Right. And so if anything that goes against that, it's like a shot fired at the military. Yeah, I get it. All right, let's get off this.
I know.
Oh, gosh.
It's been going on for weeks.
The NFL, you mentioned all those games we have, and yeah, we were just watching Andrew Luck and Blake Bortles battle it out here.
Oh, yeah.
Tried to T.Y. Hilton.
Poor Andrew Luck, huh?
Yeah. T.Y. Hilton, I asked you, I said, who was, name another player on the Colts team besides Andrew Luck, and you said T.Y. Hilton, and then after that, who you got? I mean, those guys, well, the Colts. You've got Andrew Luck. You should do something.
I mean, Chuck Pagano's going to get fired,
yeah.
Right? Yeah.
You have to do something quickly while you've got Andrew Luck to, to maximize that. Switching to UK basketball. Big Blue Madness camp out. A couple got married there on Friday. A couple got married at the Big Blue Madness camp out Friday. And they were the ones that were like first in line. Like they had the first camping spot. And they decided, hey, we were thinking about it anyway. Let's just knock it out right here.
Yeah.
Let's make it happen. So now, will that become a thing? You think that'll become a destination thing where every year there's at least one couple getting married at the Big Blue Madness campout?
I think so.
Yeah.
But it just won't be as big of a deal.
Right. They broke through this time and then they're going to go, hey.
And then when it's not a big deal to people anymore, they won't do it.
Yeah, and then it'll stop.
But yeah.
What will we get to? Like how many? You could have one in the morning, one in the afternoon, one in the evening on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Could you get to nine? We won't have nine. Not next year. What's the over-under on number of weddings next year? Three?
Yeah, two and a half.
Two and a half.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think there are plenty of people who are able to go to the Big Blue Madness campout who will think we should do this.
But there are, in fact, and fewer people allowed to go to the Big Blue Madness campout.
Construction? The limitations of the space. And I guess that kind of, it's like a weather forecast. You know, if you know it's going to be nasty or it's said to be nasty, you don't go. And then it affects turnout. Well, it did because they had 330 tents set up like that morning.
Mm-hmm.
The first morning, Wednesday. And then they had a parking lot with like 40 spaces still available. And it was open. There was nobody there. And so then by the end of Thursday, I think, or Friday morning.
Morning, I think it was when they announced it was no more room.
They got it up to 375.
Yeah.
Where I remember in those early years, there were like 600, right?
Yeah, I feel like it. Yeah,
it got up there because the whole ones.
It seemed to be a rowdier crowd in other years, too.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Well, that whole left side on, is that maybe Lexington Avenue? I can't remember the name of the street. But the street that runs up the side of Memorial and Joe Kraft Center on the side closest to Limestone, that side was not open. You couldn't camp there. And people would camp all the way up there, up past the blue courts.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'd have games on the blue courts. And remember
New
Orleans Noel?
New Orleans, yeah.
Yeah. all that stuff. That's not there anymore.
Yeah.
And then it was called the Tent City Live presented by Papa John's on the Coca-Cola stage in the something outdoors ticket giveaway. I mean, they just have just corporate marketing advertised it to death. They've just,
yeah.
Look, we've got something here. Let's make as much money as possible off of it.
And go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what was organic has now become rotten. No, it's still fun. People still have fun. It's still a tradition.
Tickets sold out 28 minutes, as per usual.
Yes.
All right.
It didn't take long.
We need a break, right, Josh? Bad.
He's hurting over there.
Yeah.
All right. We'll get to it, and we'll have John Hale here in about a half hour, and we'll give away tickets to that NBA exhibition game between the Wizards and the Kings, so stick around for that on the Dan and Mary Joe Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
This is a Morgan & Morgan consumer message.
I'm going to tell you something that the insurance industry is going to be absolutely furious about me sharing with you. Most consumers, year in and year out, just renew their existing insurance policies blindly. You may not even notice the rate increases, but they're there. Over the years, you are paying way too much needlessly. My suggestion, each year, get a new quote from 3 independent agents. And don't use the online services. They're owned by insurance companies. If all of us did this every year, we would save billions of dollars in business, life, disability, and auto premiums. And if your agent doesn't add uninsured motorists to your policy, don't buy from them. They're not on your side. At Morgan & Morgan, we represent consumers. Morgan & Morgan, forthepeople.com.
Offices, Lexington.
Hi, my name is Pierce Harvey. I'm the owner of Massage Envy over in Hamburg. As a franchisee, the franchise Massage Envy looks after a lot of things, but they do leave you as the business owner totally alone as far as managing your business. I first started working with a bigger company. Payroll Solutions offered me more what I was looking for. I think Payroll Solutions shone through because of their customer service. My previous company were based out of another town, so I was always on the end of the phone, and you can never really get hold of a problem when you're dealing through electronics. Payroll Solutions being local has been a great help. I like being able to see someone. The staff are always very easy to get hold of. As you can tell from my voice, I'm not from this area, so doing business in Lexington, Fayette County, and Kentucky was completely new to me, and Payroll Solutions were an enormous help in getting me through those first hurdles that I came across and have been doing so ever since.
Call 859-255-7020 for your Payroll Solutions.
ESPN Sports Radio 1300, WLXG Lexington, and LM Communications Broadcasting Station.
Get a chance to tell us about your big puppy moment. Tune in today at 7 Eastern right here on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
ESPN Sports Radio 1300, WLXG Lexington, and LM Communications Broadcasting Station. ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Christine Lisi. Let's start in London, where the Colts and Jags are facing off on this fourth NFL Sunday. Blake Bortles, a 3-yard TD pass to Allen Robinson. Jacksonville leads Indianapolis 7-0 in the first quarter. The Patriots will determine their starting quarterback against the Bills after pregame warmups. Both Jimmy Garoppolo and Jacoby Brissett are dealing with injuries. Chargers tight end Antonio Gates not expected to play, meaning rookie tight end Hunter Henry will start again. Falcons receiver Mohamed Sanu will play despite a separated shoulder. Bears receiver Alshon Jeffrey expected to play. Detroit receiver Marvin Jones and tight end Eric Ebron will play. Coverage of Detroit and Chicago, noon Eastern on ESPN Radio. That's followed by the Cardinals and Rams in the second part of our NFL doubleheader. On this final Sunday of baseball's regular season, the Giants clinched the second NL wildcard and will play the Mets on Wednesday with a win and a Cardinals win, a win and a Cardinals loss, or if both they and the Cardinals lose. If San Francisco loses, St. Louis wins. Those teams play a one-game playoff tomorrow to determine who claims the second NL wildcard. A handful of scenarios involved in the race for both AL wildcards, which involves the Orioles, Blue Jays, and Tigers. Among them, the Jays win and they host the wild card game. Orioles win, they're in the playoffs. What complicates things is a pending makeup game for Detroit. Boston's David Ortiz plays in his final regular season game today. Coverage 2:30 Eastern, ESPN Radio. And then at 7 o'clock Eastern, we've got a one-hour David Ortiz special hosted by ESPN Deportes' Ernesto Jerez on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
Alabama, Ohio State, Clemson, all win. Plus the latest on the Ben Simmons injury, the MLB postseason, and Tom Waddle and Lewis Riddick with their thoughts on Week 4 in the NFL. Monday on Mike and Mike, 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and ESPN2.
Brothers Auto Sales is Central Kentucky's number one dealer of pre-owned vehicles. At Brothers Auto Sales, you'll find the most complete selection of quality pre-owned cars and trucks available today. Every vehicle comes with a Carfax report documenting every aspect of the vehicle's history. Plus, we have an A-plus rating from the BBB. Brothers Auto Sales is open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. for sales. Their top-notch service department is there Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5. Brothers Auto Sales, 285 East New Circle at the corner of Bryan Station Road or on the web at brothersautosales.com. No gimmicks, no games, no high pressure. Just the best prices on quality pre-owned vehicles in Central Kentucky, period. Brothers Auto Sales.
The following is an advertisement.
When someone has an accident or an on-the-job injury, our main goal is to make sure our clients are fairly compensated. Fairly compensated for their injuries, bills, loss of income, future and past, and for pain and suffering, and for the loss of enjoyment of life. I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. In most of our cases, we're able to reach a settlement quickly without a need for trial, and our clients are able to get on with their lives. But to recover what we believe is fair, it's important that the insurance company know a law firm goes to trial and gets results. You see, not all law firms are the same. I've seen so many come and go these past 27 years. To reach a fair settlement, hire a firm with a reputation for verdicts at trial. Visit ForThePeople.com and review our verdicts. Trial verdicts are the best weapon for a fair settlement. Morgan & Morgan. ForThePeople.com.
Offices Lexington. This message has been an advertisement.
Welcome to the Dan and Mary Joe Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Be a part of the show by calling 381-1313 or tweet your comments to @DReefer or @MJP18. Now, here are Dan Reefer and Mary Joe Perino.
You know, we have to give Josh props for this.
Yeah.
Because we had this song that I came up with. I'm an old Chicago Bulls fan. So the Bulls would come into the intro of that song. And it's like the Alan Parsons Project
song. The Alan Parsons Project.
Yeah. So that song, it sounded so cool to me. I thought it was cool. And then we heard it last week. They were playing it, you know, for our intro. And I was like, ugh, God, that sounds horrible. Who even came up with that? That was so stupid. And Josh, I told Josh that we need a new intro song. We got to have something else. And he picked this.
And it works.
It does work.
Yeah.
It's got the perfect amount of time of music bed before you start singing.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's got a good rhythm beat, good stuff. And It's not too old, you know, as far as being out of the kids today.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen the Foo Fighters, by the way? Have you ever seen them?
I have not.
They're pretty good.
Yeah. They're one of the teams. They are one of the bands that I saw mentioned as someone who had never done a Super Bowl halftime show, which we now found out who will be doing the halftime show. You don't seem excited.
What do you think? Lady Gaga, by the way, announced this week that she will be the halftime show entertainment. Lady Gaga.
I thought she was the best performance of last year. When she sang God Bless America, right? She was great, mm-hmm. I thought. And she, you know, puts on a big-time show. She's got a great voice. I think her voice is really underrated. I mean, she can sing. I'm cool with it.
Now, what's her latest music? Like, what's...
Oh, I don't have any idea.
I mean, does she have any hits? Recently?
Yeah, she's got a lot of hits.
No, I mean, recently. Like, she's not done anything recently. Except maybe that album with Tony Bennett, right? I mean, there's Poker Face, and there's a few other ones for sure.
Yeah.
So those.
But I don't know that that's always relevant when you're coming up with the Super Bowl halftime show.
Not required.
I don't think so. Like when Aerosmith came on, they hadn't done anything in a while, right?
All right, Josh, I want you to find something here. Let me write this down. Now, do you remember the Mets situation, the Jerry Seinfeld situation at the Mets game? Do you remember that with Lady Gaga a few years back?
No.
You don't remember this? It was 2010. And here, Josh, YouTube this right here. It was right down there at the bottom. It was 2010. And she came to the Mets game dressed in a black bikini with a leather jacket over top. And then she sits in the front row. Well, of course she's drawing attention. One, she's Lady Gaga. Two, she's wearing a bikini with a leather jacket to a baseball game. And so...
Dan, she wore a dress made entirely of meat to one of the award shows.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, when she draws attention and paparazzi, that's one of her songs.
Yeah.
Paparazzi. So all that draws attention. They move her to a private box. That's how she gets away. What was Jerry Seinfeld's private box? And
I do not remember this at all. This is hilarious.
She gave like the paparazzi and everybody the middle finger. And then she acted poorly, I guess, while she was up in the box or whatever. So Seinfeld said, "You give people the finger and you get upgraded? This woman is a jerk. I hate her. I can't believe they put her in my box, which I paid for."
I hate her.
That's a quote from Seinfeld. Now, this was also 2010.
And what is the deal with Lady Gaga in my box?
Oh, that's a great impression. That's great. I mean, my kids know that I dislike Lady Gaga so much that if like her song comes on or anything, or they say, "Who's your favorite band, Daddy?" or "Who's your favorite singer?" Lady Gaga. You know, they come at me like that. There's also like a fast food restaurant that they do the same thing with. Let's go there to eat because they know I won't eat
there.
You
hate it?
Yeah, I won't eat there. Anyway, but I will say this for Lady Gaga. Her reputation has changed dramatically over the last few years.
She was completely understated last year when she sang God Bless America.
Right.
I thought, and she
didn't try to draw attention to herself.
It was beautifully done. And also, I mean, last year's headlining act fell on such deaf ears that they had to bring back Bruno Mars again and someone else, like, because nobody wanted Coldplay.
Yeah. I felt like Bruno was on standby. I'm like, "Bruno, go in. Bruno, yeah. Go in now."
Yes. Because that Bruno and Chili Peppers was awesome.
So I got to thinking about, okay, Lady Gaga, and you've given her history, is this the most risque choice for Super Bowl halftime show since the Janet Jackson, Justin Timberlake?
But that wasn't risque until that happened.
Right. I mean, just the choices they've made since then have been based on, let's not get anybody with any chance of showing any body part ever.
Like Tom Petty?
Right. So the year after Janet Jackson.
No, they had Madonna do it. You never know what Madonna was going to do.
Well, that's a little later. That's a little later on. I mean, look at the very first year after Janet Jackson, Justin Timberlake, P. Diddy, Kid Rock, and Nelly. That's an awesome lineup, by the way. That would be a good lineup right now.
Yeah.
If you put Timberlake as the headliner.
Oh, he'd have to be the headliner. Yeah.
And then
Kid Rock for sure second.
And then Janet's in there. Nelly, I mean, he's still floating around. Andale, andale, mama, E-I, E-I. Uh-oh! What's happening now? The very next year. It's Paul McCartney.
Couldn't
have gone more the other way. And then the Rolling Stones.
Yeah, and in 2006, Dan, what was the Rolling Stones' latest hit? Right.
Mixed Emotions? Was that the name of it? I don't know.
Sweet Emotions was Aerosmith.
Yeah. I think it was the Steel Wheels tour. No, that would have been 95 or something. Yeah. Then 2007, Prince.
Yeah.
Now, still safe. I mean, that was a good choice, but safe.
And that was an awesome one.
Yes. And that was, of course, he did. In 2007, he covered the Foo Fighters' The Best of You. Remember?
Yeah.
Man, that was great. Yeah, then Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers in 2008, followed by Bruce Springsteen in 2009. 2010, The Who. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
The Who.
And in 2010, that was what a lot of people were saying.
Yes.
Like, who?
The Who?
I mean, what?
Like, from the 70s? Is that what you mean? No. 2011, they're like, all right, that was a breaking point. The who was kind of a bad decision. Let's get back on track here. So it's 7 years after Janet Jackson and Timberlake. So then they go Black Eyed Peas. Now you're like, all right, we're back more current. But then you go back and go, Madonna.
Yeah. I mean, I see that. But Madonna, because I grew up with her, she's a...
Right.
She's a classic.
Yes. But yeah. In 2012,
yeah.
No longer.
No.
Beyonce in 2013. That was
yeah. That was good.
Back to now you're back in town. All right. Now you're back on track here. And then Bruno Mars and the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
That was awesome.
And to me, that one was the one where if you're afraid of a body part, I mean, the Red Hot Chili Peppers used to play with socks
yeah.
on and that's it. And not on their feet.
Right. No, flea.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've seen the Chili Peppers and they're yeah. awesome. That show was great.
Yeah.
And I thought Bruno Mars was fantastic.
And so they're rolling along now. I mean, really, you go Black Eyed Peas, Madonna, Beyonce, Bruno Mars, and the Red Hot Chili Peppers, followed by Katy Perry, Lenny Kravitz, and Missy Elliott. And they're like, oh, five in a row.
Yeah. And then.
And then you go Coldplay.
And that's when they're...
Yeah. Yeah. And I think they woke up again and they're like, all right, Lady Gaga.
Who would be... Who's not on the list that you think should be in? Foo Fighters, you know, might be one of the... Is U2?
They already did it.
Oh, they did it?
Okay. U2 did it pre-Janet Jackson.
Okay.
But you want to go back. Okay. Go back. I think everything changed here. All right. It was 1990 is when it all changed, where they started going with stars. Real stars. 1990, who did the Super Bowl halftime show? Josh. Just a guess.
Whitney Houston.
Whitney Houston. That's a good guess, but it's not Whitney Houston. What do you think, Mary Jo? Did you already see the answer?
I did already Josh, see the answer, so that. I can't.
New Kids on the Block.
Yeah.
1990. From that point on, U2, you know. Did Sting ever do it?
I don't know.
Okay, so before then.
I don't know.
Before 1990, the halftime show, a lot of times would be like local dance groups. Or like if the game was in Tampa, it would be the University of South Florida's something something. Or if it was
in California.
So the
New Kids on the Block were the first ones to like start the trend of having
yeah. like
big groups.
A few years before that, they had Chubby Checker. But that, that wouldn't really... Come on, baby. So one of the groups that did the halftime show four times was Up With People.
Yeah, I actually saw them when they came to my hometown. We had a couple Up With People singers that lived with us for like a week because they were like a touring group, and then they had like foster right? homes or not right. foster homes. That's
yeah, I know
not,
what you mean. Yeah.
Yeah, so we had some Up With People.
So, Super Bowl 20, Da Bears beat the Patriots in 1986. And the halftime show was Up With People. Do you have this 1991 Up With People deal? Do you have it pulled up on YouTube, Josh? Mm-hmm. Just hit play on that thing. Is there an advertisement before, or are we good?
We're going to find out.
Oh, we're gonna oh, find out.
Thanks for being prepared, Josh.
He's right on top of it. Is there an ad?
Yeah.
Skipping
it.
Skipping it. I told you he's on top of it, Mary Jo. All right, turn this thing up. Let's listen to this. Up With People, halftime of the Super Bowl. Are you ready?
What's wrong with this, Dan?
Listen to him. Yeah, turn that up.
Up with people. Up with people.
If you could see this video of these people, the way they're dressed in 1991, and then the way they're dancing too. All right, now listen to this point. When she comes out here, this next lyric, and how she sings it. Here you go. Oh, all right. She was in Greece, too, you know. Okay, you can turn it back down now. But the whole thing is up with people like diversity, right? And all these different people, yeah. Right? Diversity, let's all get along. That couldn't be whiter.
Yeah.
Could not be whiter. It's the whitest thing you will ever hear or see if you see that video.
So the 1987 Super Bowl halftime show featured George Burns and Mickey Rooney.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
And the Grambling State University marching band. What?
That is up with people. That's I mean, people. George Burns and Mickey Rooney and the Grambling State. Because if you've not seen a historically black college and university, you know, marching band, you have no idea.
Amazing.
Oh, yeah.
So awesome.
So awesome. A lot of times when I lived in Georgia and I would go to some of these games to cover them, a lot of times the crowd was there to see the band.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did not give a rip about the football game and was there to see the band. Because, I mean, Kentucky State does its thing. But it's at another level at, like, Tuskegee and Morehouse and Albany State and Fort Valley State. All right, tickets. Do we have a question?
Yes, we do.
What is our question?
Our question of the day to win these two tickets to the Kings and the Wizards exhibition game at Rupp Arena on October 15th is, Dan and I were both on TV last week. We both made TV appearances. Dan does more so regularly than I do.
Every Friday night, 10:40. On a, never mind.
Yeah, hang on.
Oh, I almost gave it away.
What stations did Dan and I appear on last week?
Yes.
381-1313 is the number to call in and win these tickets.
So if you know the answer to that, you have two free tickets to go see the Kings and the Wizards at Rupp Arena. We already got a caller in. So, Josh, let's go to a break right here. Oh, no, this is Steve. He's a regular, right? Does he want the tickets?
Yeah, he wants the tickets.
He does want the tickets. Well, tell him to hold on through the break.
All right, Steve, we're going to go to break, then we'll get back to you, okay?
Yeah. We got to let Josh talk on the phone because he has to do something to get us to a break, too.
Right.
Like push a button.
Two things at once are not his specialty.
Oh, man.
I was not told I had to do two things at once.
I was told there'd be no work. Oh, we love Josh. We do. He's a good guy, man bun and all. All right, so we'll get to Steve. Steve is on the line. If Steve doesn't get it right, I know he will, though, then you'll have a chance to win these tickets on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Because
you're more rock star. The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Sunday, the defending champs head to Florida as the Denver Broncos face the Buccaneers in Tampa. Hi, this is John Sadak of Westwood One. Join Jason Taylor and me for all the action from Raymond James Stadium. The Broncos defense that took them to a Super Bowl win last year looks just as impressive in 2016. Its next target, the electrifying second-year quarterback Jameis Winston and the Bucs. If it's the NFL, it's right here.
The NFL on ESPN Sports Radio 1300, brought to you by Paul Miller Ford.
Reds fans, save the date for this year's Fox Sports Ohio Reds Fest. December 2nd and 3rd, presented by PNC Bank at the Duke Energy Convention Center. Don't miss 2 days of fan interaction with current and former Reds players, including autographs, photographs, and more. For more information on this year's Fox Sports Ohio Reds Fest, visit reds.com/Reds Fest. That's reds.com/Reds Fest.
Shouldn't you have a checking account that makes your life easier? Introducing Easy Checking from Republic Bank. Relax with no minimum balance or monthly maintenance fees. Easily send money through our app with Mobile Pop Money. Log into your account by scanning your finger or eye with your smartphone. And for easy access to your money, you can use 85,000 surcharge-free ATMs worldwide. Easy Checking for your hard-earned money. We're Republic Bank, and it's just easier here. $50 required to open checking account. Message and data rates may apply. Member FDIC.
Earnings vary based on your effort.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in Lexington? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show, Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Lexington area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Lexington is a perfect market for my system, and next week, I'm holding a free 2-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get 2 free tickets to Than's workshop, call 1-800-378-7138. Seating is extremely limited. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. That's 1-800-378-7138. That's 1-800-378-7138.
It's the Arctic Cat Factory Authorized Clearance Sale going on now at MLS Power Sports. Come in today for the best prices ever on the awesome Wildcat X and X Limited and save up to $3,700. Ride away on an Altera 454x4 for only $47.99 with payments as low as $85 a month with approved credit. Don't miss out on this awesome Arctic Cat Factory Authorized Clearance event only at MLS Power Sports, 1030 Paris Pike in Georgetown. Only ride an ATV that's right for your age. Supervised riders younger than 16. Always wear a seatbelt on ROV. Arctic Cat recommends that all riders take a training course and that they read and understand their owner's manual before operation. For safety or training, see your dealer.
Ride victoriously. Ride rough, ride tough, MLS Power Sports, got the ride you're looking for.
But most of all, ride victoriously.
Yeah, ride victoriously.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show or tweet them at D Reefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Josh's Super Bowl halftime show suggestions, Metallica, which I would love. I think that would be great, but Metallica is not for everyone.
Yeah.
Just, it's not Bruno Mars.
Right.
And then he said The Weeknd would be good, but they have one other song than this one, right? Just one more that you know of?
Yeah, he's got a few.
Got a few?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if they could carry it entirely.
No, he'd have to be part of a...
Yeah, montage of folks.
I'll be honest, I know this sounds cheesy, but like Drake's a pretty big deal.
Yeah, he would probably... I think they're scared, though, of a Drake.
Right, but I also think he can be mainstream enough.
Yes. Well, goodness, he started on Disney. Yeah.
Hotline Bling.
Yeah. He could pull it off.
I think he could.
All right, we're giving away these tickets to the exhibition game between the Wizards and the Kings at Rupp Arena October 15th, 7 o'clock, the day after, the night after, Big Blue Madness. Which means, of course, that who will be at Big Blue Madness? John Wall, DeMarcus Cousins, Willie Cauley-Stein, Scal Labissiere. Calipari has invited every player to come back. Any player that played at UK that wants to come back, please come on this night for Big Blue Madness.
Yeah.
So there's going to be a ton
of
guys. And he will parade them across the stage and make sure they're all known, and which is a good idea. So those, what would be awesome, what would be phenomenal is if they put John Wall in the lift and shine the spotlight on him and he does the John Wall. Would that not just, the roof would blow off of Rupp Arena. That's
my favorite moment ever from Big Blue Madness.
Maybe my second favorite. If Enos Kanter is there.
Oh my gosh, The Undertaker.
To walk out. With the black leather jacket on, the
trench coat. And the hat.
And the hat as the undercanter.
God, that was awesome. I forgot about that.
That was. Josh Harrelson, is he overseas? If he could come back and do the Carlton.
Yeah, that was good too.
I mean, we've had some good ones.
Yeah.
You just get them all together. All right, Matthew Mitchell is going to perform. Let's talk about that next here. But first, let's...
At halftime of the Super Bowl?
No, at the... Big Blue Madness.
Okay.
Yeah, he's going to perform again. Steve, though, is on the line. Steve, the question was to win these tickets. Is this fair? This is unfair. What TV stations did Mary Jo and I appear on this week? Both of us were on TV this week. What were those stations? For the win.
Well, I know Mary Jo was on LEX 18.
Yes.
She was on Hey Kentucky.
Right.
And I assume you were on the Friday Night Football show as well? No?
Yes, on?
On the same network?
Oh, no. See, Mary Jo, in your prime, you were the most
I'm still
popular.
In my prime, Dan.
I mean, on TV. Like, you're not on TV every night anymore. In your prime of being on TV every night on Channel 18, you guys were doing well in the ratings, and I would say you were the most popular sports anchor of the time. So everybody knows Mary Jo was on Channel 18. Me, well, I was on Channel 36 for 5 years, so nobody knew who I was for that period of time. But I am on another TV station regularly that I was on before in the early 2000s, and I'm now on again for, like, this is the third year, I think. And the show that I do won an award for what it does. So, somebody please recognize me. Steve, you're killing me.
Sorry. So sorry, Steve. Thank you. That was not the Steve you thought it was.
No, the Steve I thought it was, I think he works
at
18.
Yeah, he works at Channel 18.
Yeah, so
he
would absolutely know. So he just doesn't want the tickets.
Yeah.
So it's still out there.
We've given you half the answer.
Yeah.
We've given you half the answer.
What TV stations did Mary Jo and I appear on this week for tickets to go see the Wizards and the Kings? So we were talking about Big Blue Madness, and Matthew Mitchell has said he will perform this year. Given everything that happened, should they just go on and do it? Do you think he should, or should he not, or what do you think?
Is it going to be like Bieber?
Oh.
Is it too late now to say sorry?
Oh.
No, that was rude.
That's what he should do. It would be great. All right, Matt's on the line. Matt, good morning. Welcome to the Dan and Mary Jo Show. You want these tickets?
Good morning.
You want these tickets, Matt?
I'd love to have the tickets.
Okay.
Okay. So, what TV stations this past week, did Mary Jo and I appear on?
I'm going to go with LEX 18 and WKYT.
Oh! Wrong again.
We've narrowed it down.
No one knows who I am. No one watches the TV that I do.
We've narrowed it down. I'm so sorry, Matt. Thank you.
Thank you, Matt. Thank you for trying. So by process of elimination, we know that it's not WKYT and it's not Channel 18. That leaves only two more TV stations in Lexington to choose from. So you got a 50-50 shot now. If they get it wrong again, if somebody gets it wrong again.
It's Mark.
Okay, Mark. Here it is. What TV stations did Mary Jo and I appear on last week?
18, you were on.
Yes.
And 36.
No. I did work for Channel 36 for 5 years, but.
That's right.
No, that's not it.
I heard that on the air. Sorry about that. No, thank
you. I'm sorry.
Wait, what if someone calls us
KET?
So that's it. So everyone has guessed every TV station except the one I'm actually on every week. Oh, what a boost for my ego this Sunday morning.
Come on, guys. We've basically given you the answer now. These tickets are up for grabs.
It's nice to know that I work a 16-hour day every Friday for nothing. For absolutely nothing.
You got the AP award, Dan.
I did get the AP award, which is given to you by other people in the business.
We got Paula.
Paula, save me. Paula, save me, please. What TV stations did Mary Jo and I appear on last week? Four tickets to the NBA exhibition game. 18.
WLEX 18.
Okay.
And Fox 56.
Yes!
Thank you, Paula.
Paula, you get the tickets.
Welcome.
You got the tickets.
Well, thank you.
Hang on the line, Paula, because Josh has to get your information so you can get these tickets. But thank you so much.
Thank you.
Are you looking forward to this game?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Thank you, Paula. Oh, my goodness. So good.
All right, Paula.
Finally.
Yes.
And it was a woman, which makes me feel even better.
There you go. See, you that's your demographic right there, Dan.
Yeah, baby. You know it. All right. So finally, someone came through after all the other TV stations were eliminated. First, they said, I was also on Channel 18 with you last week. That's, and then the next guess was that it was WKYT. And then the next guess was 36. And then finally,
Fox 56.
The station I actually, yeah. I do, however, on Friday nights carry around a camera that has WKYT on the side.
I was going to say, sometimes since those stations are, you know, linked somewhat.
Yeah, the TV work on Friday night I do from the sports office in WKYT. I mean, I sit at Rob Bromley's desk to do that because he's not there on Friday night for the late show. And the highlights that I shoot, games are shown on KYT, and the highlights they shoot for KYT is shown on Fox. So, yeah. Fox contracts WKYT to do its news, so they don't have to pay all that overhead. And what about it, Josh? Is she happy?
She's ecstatic.
Paula is happy she got the tickets.
We're happy to give them to you, Paula.
Yes. Okay, so
we got a John Hale coming up here.
Yeah, we got to get to him. We're a minute late, 2 minutes late now. All right, so we'll talk to John Hale, get back to the discussion about football, which we, the UK-Alabama game, we left that about an hour ago.
Yeah, we really did.
Yeah. All right, we'll get back to it with John Hale next on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The following is an advertisement. When we built ForThePeople.com, it was designed to be your consumer website, a place to go to learn about your legal rights. It was also built to protect you before an accident occurs. One of the most helpful parts of our site is warnings about unsafe drugs, products, and medical devices. I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. Right now, we're investigating, and in some cases, actually litigating cases involving some of these drugs you may be currently taking or have taken in the past, and likewise, certain medical devices. I invite you to visit ForThePeople.com now and from time to time to educate yourself and hopefully protect you and your family. This site was built for you, the consumer. And remember this. I'm not just a lawyer. I'm your lawyer. Morgan & Morgan, for the people.
Offices Lexington. This message has been an effort.
Earnings vary based on your effort.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in Lexington? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show, Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Lexington area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Lexington is a perfect market for my system, and next week, I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, call 1-800-378-7138. Seating is extremely limited. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. That's 1-800-378-7138. That's 1-800-378-7138.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I'm back for ink. Seems like I was here yesterday. It's like deja vu.
Well, now at Staples, buy any HP ink and get the second 40% off.
So I get two cartridges and save money? No more deja vu.
Now at Staples, buy any HP ink and get the second 40% off.
Deja vu joke. I get it.
Buy one HP ink, get the second 40% off. Staples. Make more happen.
Ends 10-8-16 applies to regular priced items only. Cannot be combined with other offers. Exclusions apply. See store staples.com for details. Limit 2 per customer, 1 per transaction, non-transferable.
Have a roofing project? Then you should be saving on it. Come into the Home Depot and get 20% off bulk pricing on select shingles from the top brands like GAF or Owens Corning. You can even get the latest architectural shingles plus all the other roofing accessories you need to get the job done quickly. This is how you get a roofing project started. With 20% off bulk pricing on select shingles. Only from the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only.
ESPN Sports Radio 1300. The Dan and Mary Jo Show. Local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show. Or tweet them at D Reefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Well, Kentucky went down to Alabama and played an admirable first quarter. Got away a little bit with turnovers in the second quarter. But, you know, Alabama didn't put up 50 points. It wasn't like it was 63-3.
Yeah.
Kentucky did cover the spread, for those of you who care. Kentucky was a 35-point underdog, and it was 34-26. I mean, 6. Oops. John Hale was down there for the Louisville Courier-Journal and covered the game, and he joins us now on the Dan and Mary Jo Show. Good morning, John.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Now, where are you? What is your situation? Are you in an airport waiting?
No, I'm currently in Birmingham getting ready to drive back. Today,
oh, so. Making the drive.
Yeah. Okay.
Right. Ouch.
Yes.
Yep. It's always an enjoyable day after.
Like all right. So we talked about this in the first hour, John. You know, not a terrible performance overall, considering it was Alabama and Kentucky. But where was Benny Snell? That was kind of what you wrote about. What do you make of that situation?
It's interesting. Pretty much any time we ask Stoops or Grant or even Shannon Dawson last year, why doesn't X player have the ball more? Why doesn't X player have more catches? The answer is always, in games like this, well, we just didn't run enough plays to have everything that we wanted to do out there. And so Stoops started by saying that last night when I asked him about Benny Snell. He said, you know, he was in the game plan for the entire game. It was just in the first half, they didn't get a lot of plays. They were going three and out almost every possession after the first couple. And so at that point, it's hard to get anybody the amount of touches they want. And they did have some specific plays drawn up for JoJo Camp. I think some of the Wildcat stuff we saw that worked late necessarily wasn't working early, but they feel more comfortable with JoJo in. And we know he's done a good job in that formation in the past 2 years, so that makes a little bit of sense. But it definitely still, I mean, I think it was a fair question by fans. I was getting it all night on Twitter, where's Benny, where's Benny, especially the way he runs and the style of play they were going to have against Alabama. Eddie Grant did say on that drive where Steven Johnson's first fumble, where they drove down in, they got the ball off a fumble for Alabama. They drove down to, I think, the 22, and he had C.J. Conrad open over the middle. I think the ball got tipped at the line, and they missed it. But if Conrad had got that pass and they got the ball inside the 10-yard line, Snell was absolutely coming on the field, and they were going to try and pound it in there. And then if that happens, nobody's asking the question afterwards. So I think it's definitely a fair question. They had some, you know, legitimate kind of justifications for it afterwards. But I think as the season progresses, Benny Snell's role is just going to grow and grow. We're going to see a lot more.
But yeah, I guess that's the thing, is if you're not, you know, getting first downs, don't you put him in there to see if you can get first downs?
Yeah, I'm 30 yeah. short. Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely think that's fair. I think that's a completely fair criticism when things aren't working. I mean, Boom Williams had, I think, 8 carries in the first half, which makes sense because, as Grant said afterwards, I mean, Boom's your star guy, and he has the ability to change a game.
Yeah, I got no issue with that. Yeah.
Yeah, so at any moment, he can take it to the house. And then I think JoJo Kemp had 3 carries, and then Benny ended up getting 2 on that last drive right at the end of the half when they were just running the ball out to get to the locker room. So, yeah, I think it's fair on some of those plays. Why not put him in and try something a little bit different? Hindsight's 20/20, I guess. I think I would have done it. I think obviously a lot of other people would have done it. And we saw in the second half it worked a little bit. I do think they like Benny Snell really well in the second half when he's got fresh legs and he's such a powerful runner and maybe the defense is a little tired. But at some point, you got to use him early, too, to see if he can do it against a defense that's at full strength out there.
We're talking with the Courier-Journal's John Hale on the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Not that this would have won or lost the game, but it would have made a little bit of a difference, you would think, if Alvante Bell is playing on the defensive line. Kentucky is already short on depth up front and experience, and Alvante Bell had really played well last week against South Carolina, and he's not there.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. He's suspended for a game. That's all we got out of Stoops. You know, he's suspended for one game. He'll be back next week. It's a couple of these we've gotten this year. Kobe Walker was, of course, suspended for a game. We didn't find out until after the Florida game when he didn't travel. Kenjera Daniel was suspended, apparently, for the first 4 games. I don't know if he played at all last night. He was there. But if he played, it was very little. And so that's, you know, 3 defensive linemen / you know, outside linebackers that have had some trouble, apparently, and haven't been able to stay on the field. So that's a situation that's a little bit concerning, I think, for them at this point. I'm sure they're all probably individual instances, and they've you know, had their punishment, and maybe they get back and play bigger roles down the line. But that's definitely, when you're going into the number one team in the country, you got to have all your guys available. And it was a stupid time to get suspended, without a doubt.
So last week against South Carolina, Steven Johnson didn't do anything spectacular, but he did enough to help win the game and didn't do anything to lose it. He had a little bit more trouble this week, and Stoops said that's, you know, the troubles that he had are exactly what they worked on all week long. What do you make of his comments about Steven Johnson, and if you talk to Johnson after the game, what his thoughts were?
Yeah, I thought overall in the press conference, the vibe that you got almost from everybody was, we kind of knew what was coming here. We got out healthy. They, you know, for the most part, had a fairly respectable showing. Let's just put this behind us and move on. But the one part when I think there was some visible frustration was with the ball security with Steven. I mean, that was something they talked about all week, that they can't turn the ball over, especially against a team like Alabama. Alabama has so many touchdowns from either defense or special teams that they couldn't let Alabama have one of those if they had any chance at all. And then, of course, Steven fumbles in the red zone on a drive where they could have gotten points and gone up even bigger earlier. And then he loses another fumble that gets returned for a touchdown. And at that point, the game's over, basically. So it's a huge issue. I mean, turnovers in general, I think they're either next to last or last in the country at this point in turnovers lost, which is just something they can't do in these next three games that are winnable games that are going to kind of define what happens with the rest of their season. The defense is improving, but they're limited enough still that they can't afford the offense to be giving the other team the ball, especially in big situations, especially give up points. That's just never going to lead to a good situation for them. So it's a huge concern, I think, moving forward, especially that they said that they addressed it all week and had Steven running through the, you know, machine where they hit him with the ball in his hands, and then I think they were okay with it in practice, and then he gets back there, and he was trying to do too much and make a play and held onto it too long and then gets sacked and lets go of it. But that's a big, big problem, because he's going to have the ball in his hands a ton for the rest of the season, or as long as he plays until Drew comes back, if he comes back. And until he proves that he can hold onto the ball, that's going to be a concern, and you know other teams are going to target him for that the next 3 weeks for sure.
Well, Nick Saban said in his postgame comments that they did that. They targeted him for ball security, that they knew that was an issue with him, and so they attacked that. That's what they practiced all week, is what Saban said, and clearly it worked. And now it's one of those things that, you know, for Kentucky, you hope it doesn't get in his head, because if it becomes that, then it can really spin out of control on you and then affect the way he plays in everything he does, maybe tentative or whatever. So this has to be a game against Vanderbilt where he sees some positive results with ball security.
You know, and a team like Vandy, which has a good defense, they're completely offensively challenged, but they can't get their offense out of their defense. Steven Johnson can't allow them to do that, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And we saw that last year in that loss at Vanderbilt. That was a game that Kentucky had no business losing just because how bad Vanderbilt is on offense. But when you struggle on offense and turn the ball over and can't move it on your own, then that defense becomes pretty, you know it becomes a nice challenge for your team. And if it's a 17-10 game, then Vanderbilt absolutely has a chance to win next week. So they're going to have to get points out of the offense, and they cannot turn the ball over like they have pretty much for the entire season to this point.
And when you look at South Carolina's offense, and you look at Vanderbilt's offense, and then you look at Florida's offense. Now, Florida did to Kentucky something that Florida shouldn't have been able to do, but Vanderbilt showed that Florida does have its problems offensively. UMass showed that Florida has its troubles offensively. So of those teams, Kentucky, I feel at least, has the better potential offensively. It's not like Kentucky lacks playmakers and speed and skill. It just all comes down to the quarterback position and his ability to distribute the ball and hold on to it. So it's pretty important that Steven Johnson plays well the rest of the way.
Yeah, I mean, 100%. We saw against New Mexico State with him in there for pretty much the entire game. But this offense can do really big things, especially when he's got the run-pass options working really well, and that he's got a ton of receivers. He's got a really good tight end. He's got a bunch of running backs. So the weapons are all there. I would be interested to see how much more, if we're ever going to see them put up that kind of offensive performance again, or if we're just going to see more and more of what we saw at South Carolina and in the the first half when they were doing okay against Alabama in terms of managing the clock, running, I mean, taking your shots when you can, but making sure you rely on that run game, making Steven, you know, carry it on himself some time to keep that defense off the field. It seems like as a team overall, they're better when the defense is obviously not out there as much as they had been in the first three games of the season and they were yesterday. So we may not see, you know, 40, 50-point games anytime soon again. But if they can win, you know, 27-17 next week, everybody in that locker room is going to be thrilled with that.
I know if there was a clear-cut answer to this, John, we're talking to John Hale from the Louisville Courier-Journal, then they'd be doing it. But Stoops was so frustrated again last night because he said, you know, I can see so much more in this team. That's what's frustrating is we can be so much better than this. And he didn't mean it in a way of like, well, we should have beaten Alabama tonight. He just, I think, just means it in a fundamental football way of, I see this, that we can be better. And so he must see something in practice that is just not translating to game days.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's 100% true. And I would imagine if you're looking for optimism out of the situation, you see the defense has gotten better over the last couple of weeks. They're still playing a ton of young guys on defense. So as those guys get more reps, it only makes sense that they're going to get better. And maybe we've started to see a little bit of that recently. And then on offense, they're so experienced outside of quarterback that your hope, I guess, is Steven Johnson, and the longer he plays, the more comfortable he becomes. Maybe some of these ball security issues go away. He figures it out how to hang on to the ball and not turn it over. They get more comfortable in his reads and his run-pass options, and they start clicking a little bit more. So maybe that potential is there in terms of quarterback, and then especially the front seven on defense that hasn't played as much, the more reps they get, the better they can be, the more they can reach that potential. But we're definitely getting to the point where you start to wonder, you know, 6-7 games into the season, if you haven't done it yet, are you going to do it, or is this just the team bar?
You want to talk about optimism. All right, Landon Young, true freshman, had his hands full at left tackle against a guy in Jonathan Allen that was first team all-SEC defensive lineman last year, had 12 sacks last year, just last year, 12 sacks. And he says after the game, and he's a senior, after the game says, that is one of the most physical college football games I've ever played in 4 years as a senior. And who did he go up against? Landon Young. That's quite the compliment.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, Landon had his struggles yesterday for sure, just as you would expect for a true freshman playing his, what, fourth, I think, game overall at Alabama, number one team in the country. You would expect him to have some issues, and he did out there. I think he was probably to blame for a couple of those sacks, even if Steven maybe held on to the ball too long. So he had his issues. But for a guy like Allen to say that, I think it's a huge sign for what they're doing, especially on the offensive line. There's a reason that Alabama wanted Landon Young there. I mean, they wanted him to play four in red last night instead of blue. And he told me last week despite he committed to Kentucky so early, obviously as a sophomore, at the end it was Kentucky, Alabama, Auburn. Those were the three kind of finalists for him, and they really wanted him. And I think we've seen over the last 3 or 4 weeks why Landon Young kind of blew up over the last year of his college commitment. He's a legitimate five-star prospect out there. He's going to have his bumps along the road this year as he gets more experience at left tackle. But that kid is really good and is going to be a really good player for Kentucky for sure.
John, I know you're fully immersed in UK, but I just wanted to get your thoughts on the Louisville-Clemson game last night and on Lamar Jackson and on James Quick. I'm assuming you saw the last play and kind of what you make of that and what people might be thinking about James Quick today.
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, we were watching it in the press box afterward. There were, you know, 9 or 10 of us kind of huddled around the TV as that last drive was happening. I mean, I still think Lamar Jackson's the best player in the country. I mean, I think he's going to win the Heisman. Maybe the schedule makes it a little more difficult now after he lost yesterday, but at least they've got that Houston game to kind of make a statement later in the year. As far as the Quick play, I mean, I'm not sure he gets the first down if he stays in there and goes for it. I don't think that's any guarantee by any means. But in that situation, you got to know where the marker is. You can't just run out of bounds or at least settle for being pushed out of bounds there. You got to make an attempt to get over the first down marker. I've just briefly kind of seen some of the heat he's getting on Twitter, and I think that's always a little embarrassing when grown adults are
right.
saying those things to college students out there. But it's easy to understand why fans would be frustrated with that play. And I don't know Quick from Adam. I've never talked to him, so I don't know anything about him really other than just his play on the field. But you at least want your player to seem like he's going for that first down, making every effort to get over the line there. And then if he gets stopped, okay, that's gonna happen when you throw it that far behind the first down marker occasionally. But you at least want to see that effort. And that play, maybe he thought he was farther, who knows. But it was definitely one that's just a hard way to lose your chance to beat a top five team and really put yourself in the driver's position for a college football playoff spot for sure.
Well, John, safe travels back from Birmingham, and thank you for carving out a little time for us this morning.
All right, anytime.
Thanks, John.
John Hale from the Courier Journal always does a great job.
Make sure you follow him on Twitter, John Hale_CJ.
And anytime, Kentucky's on the road even at home, you go to the Courier Journal and check out John Hale's stuff, and he and Fletcher Page always have tons of video and good stuff. So always appreciate John and love his work. We'll be back with more on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
This is a Morgan & Morgan consumer message.
I've always been amused when I see insurance commercials with TV and movie actors pitching their company like a carnival barker. They hope you trust the actor, but I'll tell you this, I don't trust any of them. I've seen too much. I've seen claims for property damage, life insurance, and disability lowballed or denied, like a bad movie. I've seen people sign away their rights after a car accident because they trusted the adjuster and didn't have a lawyer present.
Not clean hands,
dirty hands. I've seen families' lives destroyed because these companies' goals are to take in insurance premiums and give you the short end of the stick for profit. Life is not a movie, it's real. Hire a real law firm who's fought for you right at 30 years. So please visit forthepeople.com for more information about our firm, our results, and our lawyers. Morgan & Morgan, for the people.
Offices Lexington.
Earnings vary based on your effort.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in Lexington? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show, Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Lexington area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Lexington is a perfect market for my system, and next week, I'm holding a free 2-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get 2 free tickets to Than's workshop, call 1-800-378-7138. Seating is extremely limited. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. That's 1-800-378-7138. That's 1-800-378-7138.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show. Or tweet them at D Reefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
I do not gamble on college football games or NFL games or anything, but I do pay attention to college.
That surprises me with how much you like horse racing.
Oh, well, I used to.
Okay.
And I discovered that it's not a good idea.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, I would love to. Yeah, but I just can't afford to just throw my money away. It makes the games more interesting, like, you know, a BYU-Toledo game becomes so much more interesting. But I do pay attention to what Vegas says because Vegas knows what it's doing.
Mm-hmm.
There's a reason those buildings are so tall and nice and fancy. 35 points yesterday, Alabama was favored by, and I saw some national people who follow it, like Darren Revelle, the business guy, mm-hmm. sports business guy at
ESPN.
He keeps up with that stuff too. And he said something like one of the books out there, like 90% of the money was on Alabama. Like everybody bet on Alabama to cover. And they didn't, which means Vegas won huge.
Yeah.
So now today, a little bit later, the line will come out for the game against Vanderbilt, and I'm going to guess that it'll be like 2.5, maybe 3.5. Kentucky will be favored to beat Vanderbilt.
That'd be my guess.
You had that ESPN thing, predictor thing, and they said, what was the chances?
56% chance Vandy wins.
Yeah. See, Vegas is not going to say that. I think Vegas is going to give it to Kentucky. That's just what I believe. All right, coming up next, this Indianapolis-Jacksonville game. It's Jags 14, Colts 6, and it's about to go to halftime. You can hear the entire second half right here on ESPN Sports Radio 1300, followed by the Panthers and Falcons at 1, Broncos-Buccaneers at 4, and Chiefs and Steelers tonight at 8 o'clock.
And the Vikings tomorrow night.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The NFL on ESPN Sports Radio 1300, presented by Paul Miller Ford.